out of there. That is, he left, or as we say, he went to the balcony. Doing that permitted him to do a number of preparation tasks, including research, which included calling a friend of his, Bob, a bankruptcy attorney. Steve explained the problem and asked Bob to learn about the warranty company. A couple of days later, Bob called Steve back and said, "You know, I learned something interesting about the warranty company. It's owned by the car dealer." So, Steve returns to the dealer and he said, "You should have seen the look on the dealer's face when I walked in. Total contempt, total disdain. Look," said the dealer, "I thought I was clear. We can't help you." To which Steve calmly replied, "I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that your firm owns the bankrupt warranty company. Is that true?" Tacit implication? Either you work with me fairly now, or you'll hear from the Attorney General of the state of New York. In response, the car dealer looked away, went red in the face, started speaking quickly, and changed the subject. All of which signaled to Steve that something dramatic had just shifted. And within a few minutes, Steve left that dealership with a check for the full amount he needed to properly repair the car. A just and fair result achieved calmly when others would have been shouting ineffectively or running away. Now, Steve would probably be the first to tell you that his success did not come naturally. He was not a born negotiator. But boy, how well he learned. And that's why I wanted to share his story with you as we begin our course on negotiation, because it illustrates that negotiation is learnable and that it actually depends in part on things you already do well, like learning things, and that like Steve, you can be much more effective than you may first think. In the process, negotiation training can help you achieve justice, peace, and prosperity, and do it in respectful, principled ways. These are some of the reasons why I am so passionate about this subject, which I've had the pleasure of teaching for 20 years. Another is because I'm like Steve. I'm not a natural negotiator either. I teach what I want to learn. And I want to learn how to turn impasses into satisfying agreements, how to deal well with conflicts and do it wisely, how to be an effective advocate for justice, how to collaborate when everyone thinks it's impossible, even at times, how to make peace. And so I want to warmly welcome you, especially if you don't enjoy negotiating. Secret, most of us don't, initially, and I can prove it. It turns out that the word itself, negotiate, comes from the Latin root neg, which means not, and otium, which means leisure. That's right, for 2,000 years, people have said that negotiation is many things, but leisure is not one of them. So welcome. Most of us discover that, as the etymology implies, negotiation simply demands some work, as Steve showed. Work that you definitely can learn to do well. But that said, I want to share one of my concerns about teaching negotiation. It's possible to receive negotiation training in a way that makes you think of people instrumentally as a means to your end, so that whenever your significant other says, "Will you dump the garbage?" your comeback line is, "Well, will you walk the dog?" That's a good way to get her to say, "You know, ever since you took that negotiating course, it's like there's some string attached. Why can't you do something for me for a change because you love me?" And she'll be right to ask. So throughout our course, I'll be challenging you to take a high view of negotiation, to aspire to do more, not less, than to master simple transacting, to not see every interaction as a short-run transaction, but to see how you can use your skills in remarkable ways. Wait till you see. I've seen students use their training to talk friends out of killing themselves, to save businesses that were collapsing. Of course, I've seen them negotiate many, many times for fair and favorable salaries and prices. And I've seen them save families that were falling apart at the gravesite, convince donors to wisely give more in the middle of recessions, to get alienated teams to collaborate well, and generally, to be effective yet gentle on other people in ways that very often enhance their relationships. These are the abilities we want to develop.